Okay, six love. Oivanami Mustapa from a cow beloved the Lissachal was Shen Kochi. You look at the love of Chil Hashem. Achish in the Taivo Vloy Hana Gashmis. There is no Hana to the love of Lashon Hara. Shadeze is Gabri Yitzraelov that would force you to fall prey to the Yitzhar. Okay, why are you doing it? Only because you don't couldn't care less about the Boner Oil. Okay, Nechshav Avin is because you can't be considered that you couldn't control your taiva. You know, taiva. You don't care enough about this. It's
a huge taiva. Like
let me tell you, it's a huge taiva.
Every
is the Nechal. That you could attribute to your Tzahara. Betzem, I'm not a moir.
Wait, the single word. That's the basic
word. But,
who doesn't love saying Lashonara?
Well,
who doesn't love saying Lashonara?
So the Shah is one of the world. Why is the Chavetz Chaim saying? The Chavetz Chaim is saying.
Speaking of wasn't on camera.
The Chavetz Chaim is Shaila, so like, that was my left hand.
It's Coach, I don't know.
So, so what in the world? Why is Chavetz Chaim saying that there's no Hana? So, first of all, Allah Allah Chavetz Chaim Tulun Eisechem, Allah Allah Gemara. Because the Gemara himself said this, the Gemara says that there's no hana to the Baal HaLashon. The Lashon has no hana. So some want to say the Chavetz Chaim, it was Pokesh Lara. That's why he says no hana.
No.
So Lamaisa, someone that learns the Sefer Chavetz Chaim clearly wouldn't say that. Because Chavetz Chaim has a rice, every single angle that Yitzhar could call Chapir to say Lashonar. He has every possibility and every rib and every, you know, have him in a why someone would justify or would get into or how he would get sucked into Lashonar. So clearly, the Chavetz Chaim understood Lashonar very well. Now, by the way, on that note, I've been carrying around the safe with me lately since Muhammad started. It's all letters of the Chavetz Chaim. Right, that's how I got into the whole thing. Why did you start off? Lamaisa, in the Hakadama to the Sefer of the letters of the Chavetz Chaim, he has Hanhagas and stories of the Chavetz Chaim written by his son. Are you late? Yeah, son wrote the Chavetz Chaim with him, this Mishabur. So it's about it's about 100 pages. And it's juicy stuff, it's shmack stuff. Anyway, so
are there any newer editions of this thing?
I don't know where to get this. This is one of those things I picked up over the years, and you cannot find it anywhere. So they in the Dirshu, they still do this story on page 14 of the thing. It's a 14 in this print. So apparently there's no newer print. Okay. Now the story goes like this. The Chavetz Chaim's son has the following theory. He said, I have a theory. Why did my father get into writing this book, the Sefer Chavetz Chaim? He said, when the Chavetz Chaim was 24 years old in Radin, there broke out a very ugly machlekes between the Rav of the city and other people. And it was very ugly. And a certain Rav dying from Vilna came to try to tried quiet down the situation, and the Chavetz Chaim came to talk to the Rav about it. And the Rav said, Yungaman, you're 24 years old. Yungaman shouldn't have anything to do with this, should not be talking about this machlekes. He never opened his mouth again about this machlekes ever again. And his son said, I was never able to find out anything about it from him. But he said, I do know one thing, that the Rav ended up moving to a different city and dying, and the people involved in the machlekes ended up dying. And the Chavetz Chaim saw all this happen. And Mamela, 2 years after the Rav moved out of the city, all of a sudden the Chavetz Chaim started writing the Sefer. So he says, my theory is that he was Nisar to the Karach HaLashon from that Maisa. And so he writes there. And he says that this Rav that told the Chavetz Chaim to keep quiet and don't open your mouth, he says, although at the time, Vice Tracy didn't know who the Chavetz Chaim was, But he says very short after he found out, because he gave him a skama on the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. That Dayan gave Chafetz Chaim a skama on the Sefer. He says there, he writes that, and then he writes that, what? It's a Shalom Chayyim, one of them is Dayan of Vilna. One of those two. Yeah, I don't know who, but okay. Now he says that he then the son adds on, and he says, therefore, it's not a kasha why the Chafetz Chaim knew all the Yetzer Hara to speak Lashon Hara, because he saw he was coming off of that machlokes. So he saw exactly what cut people are to say Lashon Hara. The whole city was talking Lashon Hara a long time about this machlokes. So he says the Chafetz Chaim had a very fun, good first hand experience about what was Lashon Hara. So now back to us. I thought that was an interesting tidbit.
Yeah, and also, it's this is like when Lashon Hara gets out of control. Like,
yeah.
We're trying, like, the Sefer is really like trying to get you, like, I mean,
okay,
but,
fine, but I'm saying it starts with that.
It starts.
So what do you mean there's no hana? So there's no hana gashmis. Different people explain differently exactly what the hana is.
It's probably it's a negative hana. You eat a cheeseburger,
right?
It's not, I guess it tastes good, and you gain a lot from it, just it's the wrong thing to do.
Well, I would argue to say that sometimes the intangible hanas are greater than the
Some say it's the hana of the Kriyat HaKoma gives you hana, whatever. I think the best shot in this is from Chaim Friedlander. He says the hana of Lashon Hara is not the hana of the Aver of Lashon Hara. It's the hana that you get from now being higher up than him. It's the tetzav of the Lashon Hara. When you eat a cheeseburger, so you enjoy the treif. Here, it's not that pshat, I enjoy putting him down. Now that he's down, I'm up. So you're enjoying the being up. So it's the chetim suffering to get you up. It's not the etzem Lashon Hara itself that you get enough. It's the feeling that...
I would say, but Karen, usually what I would have is Lashon Hara, because you get attention from a chevra, like you have episodes to say.
So
like,
you are not right. It's not because... If I had a joke, I would say it too.
Right.
It's not the hana from the saying the gnus. Saying it gives you it's a way for me to draw attention to myself in a positive way. I don't want to look like an idiot. I want to look like I have what to say.
I think it's a shtark.
Everyone else is hocking around on the topic. I want to be moistful over here. If I want to be moistful, which wasn't Lashon Hara would say it too. It's not about. It's not that Lashon Hara gives me hana.
Okay.
If I feel positive to say that would be most, if I would also say it.
Right.
Any other Arabs persons?
No, the hana is the cheeseburger. You get a different hana from a kosher one than a cheerful
person. It doesn't do kibbutz avein.
Why are you not doing it? You're not doing because you don't want to do kibbutz avein. Not doing because you're being lazy and doing something. I don't know. This is what he wants to time it. It's a mishmak pshat. I'll call upon him. That a person says Lashon Hara, because there's no anah to it, it's a bigger chalashem to be involved. If a person is a chashev person, people look up to. It's even worse off. He'll be over the love of the sister Sachikabavacha. Why keep going? In Bafana Shalmi Dabir Sray. In front of him, I say all nice things. V'shaloi b'fanav, and not in front of him, ma'vish as reichoi b'fnei acherim, I make him look bad. So why is this called l'sisna sachik b'vavecha? How am I being over l'sisna? What does it do with the Lashon Hara? I hate the guy. If I don't hate him, I don't hate him. What does it do with this whole story? If I don't tell him, if I tell the others, don't tell the person, I'm zikhar over l'sisna sachik b'vavecha. What's he saying? Say,
This is the Yisoy that Rish was saying all the time. That he's walking around looking negatively. That's really weird.
So that could be. Over here, so that could be that Yisoy answers this. I think that there's another pshat here, more simple or more precise in this case. He says in the bottom, says Va'av Shamu B'Gemar De'erchin the Besinish of Aleva Kasim Medaber, Puvah Davaz of Rambam, Vizel Shainai. He brings the Rambam. Vizel Shainai. V'Amake Chaver V'Macharfoy. Av Mishen Rashai. Eino Oyv B'Lasisna. Kavnasa Dafku Macharfoy. Av Shagavr Sinosa Shabbat Lachotz. Al Kapon Yoda Chaver Eich Lishamim Ben. If you tell the guy that you hate him, you're not over the sister sechicha b'levavecha, because you told him. The law is to be hold the sinner in your heart and pretend like you like him. So what's it to do with saying lashon hara? Im kim b'ninin or not? Tati legriusa aleph shegavras and also kolkach. It's a higher level of sin that you even talked about him, but you didn't tell him that you spoke about him, so therefore he doesn't know that you hate him. So now it's a higher level, but still,
I still say most times when you say you're sure about something, you don't necessarily dislike the guy. Or like you could be someone you don't even like, you barely even know. I heard
sin, about this. But sinna is very plain. You know, you always think like sinna, but we say that Leah felt she was snua to Yaakov. It's very, very dachistic. It's not like you don't have to have a very high level of sinna.
I don't fully understand this. I'm not sure why saying lashon hara is an expression. Saying expressing your sinna is lashon hara, and I'm expressing it because I'm telling him what I don't like about him. I'm telling someone else. If I would tell him straight out, it wouldn't be lashon hara. But then I'm telling someone else it is.
I always understood that sinna is holding somebody ready when you put somebody in second place. That's called sinna. That's called sinna. And that's okay. Sinus Khan is ready. You're not in our group, you're Shalab base. That's ready soon.
Yeah.
That and the whole thing for that is from Leah. That's where I got it from. But so Leah was called Sinua from Yaakov, and she called Ruvain, Shimon, she's called
Kiddush.
I think it's on the higher. I think I just came to myself. But
okay, fine. Regardless, I gotta stop here. It's nice Kiddush.